Welcome, Parashat Pinchas. Parashat Pinchas has the story of Benot Slovchad. And the Pasuk tells us that Benot Slovchad approached Moshe, and they said that we don't have an achla because our father at Slovchad died. Kien lo ben. Kien lo ben means there was nobody to be Yarishim, and so the Yerusha went elsewhere. Or he didn't get an achla. So Rashi says, Ha'im ayalo ben lo yu tovo klum, magid shachachmaniot hayu. They knew that had he had a son, the son would have been Yarish, and they still wouldn't have had anything. But then they wouldn't have asked for anything, because they knew that part's okay. In other words, they knew the halacha. They were smart enough to have gone and learned the sugya. And the Sifri throws in that if he even had a bat ben, they wouldn't be toveas, and his daughters wouldn't have asked for anything had he even had a son who died and left a daughter, and she was Yorish everything. So, or should have been, meaning that rule wasn't established yet, but even at that, he had a granddaughter, they wouldn't have been Tovea. So he says, where's the Sifri get this? So there's an interesting Gemara in Baba Batra, Kuftet Vav, that tells the following line. And it said, let's say a person says that a bat should get Yerusha along with bat haben, we don't listen to them. Even if he's a nasi b'yishtrol, ain't shomen lo, she'enan ela maisa tzedukin. And what's the proof? This is maisa tzedukin. So the Gemara cites a breita. And the breita says that on the 24th of Tevet, they made a chag, because there was a time they had an argument with the tzedukim and they won. What was the argument? The tzedukim said the bat should be Yerush along with the bat haben. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you know, went and argued with them and proved to them that they were wrong. What was their svara? Meaning their svara makes sense. If mipi svara, the halacha disagrees with them. But what's their svara? Their svara is this. We have a grandchild and we have a child. Why does the grandchild get Yerusha? The grandchild gets Yerusha by virtue of being the grandchild of the deceased. So why does the daughter get Yerusha? The daughter is the daughter of the deceased. So all the more so she should get Yerusha. If the granddaughter, if the son's daughter is getting Yerusha by virtue of being a granddaughter, so why shouldn't a daughter, alachas kama v'kama, get Yerusha? And Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai went and disproved them, first from a pasuk, but then further from logic, showing them that doesn't make sense, because what if there were sons, and one son died and left a daughter? So those sons would be Yorish their chelek, and that granddaughter would still be Yorish with those sons. So that shows you that the reason that person gets Yerusha, that grandchild gets the Yerusha, has nothing to do with how far that person is related to the deceased. Here there are sons. The sons are related to the deceased, and they're closer relation to this deceased. And yet, they're not able to say to the granddaughter, you get out of here, because we're closer related to the deceased. No, she has her father's chelek in this Nachla, in this Yerusha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai defeated him, and therefore they made a holiday. So Amos Yaakov says, why would they make a holiday? What, every time they defeat the Tzedukim, we make a holiday? That's a reason to make a Yontif? So he answers that there was an underlying assumption beyond what we mentioned. Meaning they said, why doesn't the daughter Yorish along with the granddaughter, because she's closer related? So, and he answered that, look, even though the sons are closer related, they don't kick out the granddaughter. So that would seem to be just logic there. But there was an underlying assumption. The underlying assumption they're making is what he calls Hasharat HaNefesh. As in, the reason Tzedukim were arguing what they were arguing wasn't just because they think that's Pshat in the Pasuk, and it makes more sense. They were arguing against the Yesod that what we do in this world matters in terms of our nefesh. When you die, that's it. That's their view. You're supposed to live a good life, but Your soul, there's nothing to it. There's no way that you are what's called Yorish Bekever or Morish Lebeno. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was coming to not only disprove with their halacha, but therefore disprove their underlying assumption, their underlying rationale. No. What makes this granddaughter get the Yerusha is because the Hasharat HaNefesh of the deceased makes it that it goes to this granddaughter. It has nothing to do with how closely you're related to the deceased. They said, since the deceased is God, now whoever's closest should get it. And he said, and we're saying, no, it doesn't matter how close you're related to the deceased. It matters who the deceased is Yorishit Bakevra to. Is he Yorishit to Beno? His Beno is God, so it goes to his granddaughter. Is Yorishit to Abad, Baraben, etc. So they were cholik on Mashikafru Bashar and Nevers. They were cholik not only on the detail of the halacha here, but on the whole yesod behind the halacha. And therefore, that defeat of the tzedukim, teaching them that they're wrong even on that assumption, is worthy of making a chag. I'd like to point out, somebody pointed out to me, and I wanted to mention, that if you notice, this idea fits very well with this machloket. Why should the daughter get Yerusha according to the tzedukim? Because they're saying, because that's all there is. There's a daughter. There's no one left. They don't believe in the Mesorah and leaving something by. They believe in coming up. You think this makes sense? The Tzedukim don't have Torah Shebaal Peh and a Mesorah. And this is the way my father and his father and his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu explained it. We have Mesorah. So even though this seems like the Pshat and the Pasuk, we're going to follow the Mesorah. They don't have that. They come up with what's the most logical. What's the most logical? This guy dies, his daughter should get the Yerusha. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and says, not the daughter, the granddaughter should get the Yerusha. Why does the granddaughter get the Yerusha? Because she is the one who is Yoresh, the Mesorah, here, the whole line of progeny, the ancestry from that grandfather, from the deceased. Because he had a son who had a daughter. And we're specifically giving it to the granddaughter here because it's coming from him, meaning he still has a say, even though he's gone. Hasharat HaNefesh. He still has a say. He says, this is my Mesorah. This is what I want. This is part of my continuity. It goes all the way to my granddaughter. My granddaughter is part of my continuity. My own child, just deciding that they're the closest to me, that's not part of the Mesorah. That's coming up with what you think is best. You know, it's the first one to grab it. When you put something up for grabs or hefker. That's not what it's about. That was the fight against the tzedukim. In other words, the detail is that the daughter says, I am closest to the father, I should get it. And they're wrong, because it doesn't just go by what you think works. It goes by the Mesorah. And the Mesorah here is being passed down to the granddaughter as the Yerusha. The Yerusha is that she is getting her chilek straight from that grandfather, even though she is now two generations away, because that is what the grandfather has left behind. Two generations away, he has given her this Yerusha. Shkayach.